Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
The time for talk is over. The time to rewrite history is now. The game is underway. The 2016 Grand Final. And first to hit it up here is one of the Melbourne forwards who's been driven back almost onto his own line. That's Jesse Bromwich. What a statement. Plays it one out from his own line. Oh, high tackle for Menace. And a little bit too excited there for Mickey. Just stuck the arm out. And he collected the man running through. And that's a penalty to the Storm. After Cronulla almost forced...
on Jordan McLean too.
Almost forced Bromwich back into the in goal, which is something you very rarely ever see. And that is Bromwich bent backwards. But no score. 35 seconds gone on the Mitsubishi Triton. The scoreboard as the Storm get to put it into touch.
What a let-off there for the Melbourne Storm, as you said. What a great start from the Sharks. And just ill-discipline. Get it, just pull it into check.
So first to hit it up here from the restart. Here's Toru Harrison. He's been monstered here by Lewis and one other. He's got two balls on the field. What a strange start to this game. We'll play it. Toru Harrison on the left side for Melbourne. To Smith throws a line ball pass to Finucane. Pryor, a revelation, has raced up in the tackle for Feeder. There is there as well. And also Lewis. So Melbourne have gone nowhere when they've tried to march it upfield. Here's Jordan McLean. And he punches it forward. That's a better run. Gallon there along with Graham and one other. That's three gone just short of halfway. Brady Smith throws to the left to Jesse Bromwich. He's dropped down cold by Matt Pryor. That man is on a mission. Ball played here to Smith. Throws to the right to Clint. Gets it on now to Proctor. And he's knocked on his side there by Maloney and Graham. Last call. 42 metres out. Smith to the blind side to Cronk. Stabs a kick along the ground and it's going to be allowed to sail over the touchline after rolling along the ground there. So that'll be a Cronulla feed 10 metres out from their own line. No score. Cronulla about to touch it for the first time.
And you'll see that time and time again, boys. Cooper Cronk coming down the sideline and Wade Graham or the back rows like Luke Lewis, they'll make sure they take him out legally, obviously. But they took him out, then he hit the ground. But he didn't have the play down, Cooper Cronk. Nice start from the Storm.
Matt Pryor's one-on-one defence over the last month of football, guys, has been sensational. To take a man like Jesse Bromwich like that, one off the ruck at speed and dominating, is a big play.
So Cronulla now feed the scrum and Maloney out the back. Throws to Fifita and racing up there was Harris. And just dishing out a bit of Cronulla's medicine back at them there as the tackle is made and Fifita went nowhere. Now on tackle two, a scrappy pass from Ennis to Gallon. He reeled it in, but he had nowhere to go once he took it. Chambers all over him. Play to Ennis. Throws to the left here to Ricky Latelli. Tucks it under the arm and punches it downfield where he's met here 20 short of halfway. Ball played 15 in from the left touchline. Ennis picks it up, gives it to Gallon. His second hit up in this set. That's a nice run. Smith is there to stop him along with Bromwich. Play to Ennis. Throws to the right to Maloney. Gets it on the Fifita. Runs an angle. Pushes Green away. Comes at Blair. Blair holds on one-on-one. Nice tackle from the Storm centre. Last gone. Five short of halfway. Ennis, hello. Penalty on the last. Chase Blair wouldn't get out of the way. And Billy Harrigan, I don't think the ref had much option there. That had to be a penalty.
Yeah, he had no option there. The touch judge was saying that he was in the ruck. His feet were in the ruck. He's got to move him out of the way. So fair penalty.
First chance to attack will go to the team from the Shire. This is Maloney. Kicks it into touch. He's got some distance on it. They'll start their set barely 30 metres out. No score. 3:20 gone in the 2016 NRL Grand Final. Here's Townsend, first receiver. Gets it on to Pryor. Works it down the middle. Stopped by Proctor and also Bromwich. Played now here to Ennis. Throws to the left to Gallon. Shuttles it along to Fifita. And Fifita carries defenders with him up to the 20. McLean and Cronk with the tackle. Play to Ennis. He'll come back to the open right. Passes to Maloney. Throws to Townsend. Gets it on to Lewis. Lewis tries to get on the outside of his man. Oh, he does. Then he gets a pass to... No, he holds on to it. And... He took the tackle 9 metres away. Bird, I'll tell you what, had Lewis got that pass away, Bird would have been impossible to stop. Pryor now hits it up on the fourth play, gets him to within 5 metres. Play to Ennis, comes back to the short side, floating, now dumping it infield to Bird, has a go, and he's brought down the metre out. Last tackle, Melbourne's defence resolute. Here's Ennis at dummy half, goes the blind, punches a kick, and it is anyone's ball. Melbourne come up with it through Blair, and he's caught in the in goal. A little bit of luck there for the Sharks because Ennis, he stabbed a kick into a sea of bodies. Look, it could have bounced to a fellow player for a try, but it also could have easily not found the in goal. In the end, Cronulla get it back. Viral line dropout, no score. Tyre power shot clock turned on, 5 gone.
Yeah, well, Mick Ennis at his scheming best there. As he puts it in, it comes off Blake Green's leg, and you're right, Dan, it could have went anywhere. Chase Blair, the man who gave the penalty away, he picks it up. great Sharks defence there early.
Well, if Luke Lewis has his eyes on the ground there, boys, he scores the try. He actually almost kicked the football. He was looking up. Great play there by the number nine.
This is what the Sharks did so well last week against the Cowboys as the tie power shot clock gets to 1 second. That is forcing repeat sets. They did it five times last week. And here's Fifita. And he's cut down around the ankles here. Nice strong tackle by Finucan. 32 metres out. Played to Ennis. Throws to the right to Pryor. Pushes away from Green. Gets up at the 20. Finally stopped by Bromwich and Harris. But that's a 15 metre run. And Pryor will play it near the right upright to Ennis. Throws to the left to Townsend. Holds it. Keeps it going left to Maloney. Shot past to Graham. Oh, he almost hit a nice line there. Cronk with a crucial tackle. 8 metres out. Play to Ennis. Comes back to the right to Gallant. Holds it. Goes himself. Oh, he got closer than he should have as he dragged Finucan almost all the way. Play now to Ennis under the post. He goes to the right to Barber. Looking dangerous. Oh, he's man overran him. Then he lost it behind him as he tried to free the arms. Taken by Townsend. He's clobbered in the tackle in front of the post. High tackle. Penalty Cronulla. And now we've got a bit of push and shove. Harris involved. Ennis is in there. Now we get a full on melee. As just about all 26 on the field are involved. One who is not is Chad Townsend because he's still a bit shaken. And this will put the Sharks in front. There's no doubt they'll take the two here and have the first points of the grand final.
Yeah, no doubt too. They have to put this one on report. It gets him, clocks him a beauty.
Gee.
So we're just seeing the referee Chechen now calling him out, and he will put him on report.
Yeah, it's Marika Corabetti, who is off to Super Rugby after tonight's game, so he could get 10 weeks and it won't matter a thing.
Well, I've got to say, boys, he plays aggressively, but geez, that was high, and that deserves a penalty.
So now the question, because Corabetti's certainly not going to be sent off here, the question is, can Townsend continue? He was pretty shaken up, but it looks like he's okay. And Corabetti on report. But as I said, of little consequence there, because this was his last game of rugby league for 2 years.
Little sign of frustration there from the Melbourne Storm, who were totally being dominated at the moment by the Cronulla Sharks. With the football, look really dangerous. Matt Pryor's ball running as well, boys, today. They can't put him on the ground. And then nice variations off Innes at dummy half there. But they're choosing their pass. They're not pushing the football at all. And again, Billy.
Yeah, just hit. We saw last week about the referees not putting the kick in the right spot when Cameron Smith was taking the conversion. Well, the video referee has just moved them out another 5 metres on the 20, so they're on the mark.
Yeah. But had to take the two, had to come away with something after some sustained pressure.
Like they did last week against the Cowboys, mate. So, mate, right result there and right penalty. Well done to the refs.
Well, something we've been talking about for a long time here on Triple M NRL is the wrong spot being handed to the player, and it was in full focus last week when a try was scored next to the post and Cam Smith was made to kick it 10 metres in for a touch. In the end, it didn't affect the result, but my word, it could have. 79%, says the Kumo Tire kick predictor here, for James Maloney. Normally so reliable, can have the off one. 20 in from touch. Right side. Moves in. Oh, yes, sir. James Maloney straight down the middle. And Cronulla have the first points of the 2016 NRL Grand Final. It's Cronulla 2, Melbourne 0 on the Harvey Norman scoreboard. On the Harvey Norman scoreboard there. Let's go down to the sideline for Bream Hot Water Heaters. Here is Ben Dobbin.
What about the start from the number 10 from Cronulla, Matt Pryor, playing his 177th game, 57 of them for the Cronulla Sharks at 29 years old. He's like a bottle of good red wine. He just keeps on getting better as he gets older.
Yeah, Dobbo, I played with him at the Dragons, mate. He's a good young kid, and good to see him back.
So the kickoff here, taken by Maloney on the full, gives it to Fifita. Listen to that Cronulla crowd rising with Fifita. And he's knocked on his backside there by Vunivalu and also Chambers. Now, Wade Graham hits it up as he runs down the middle, taken here by McLean and Finucane down low and Bromwich up top. So 8 minutes gone on the qualifying there. Clock, here goes Matt Pryor now. And that's another excellent run. He's gone 12 metres. As now it's played here to Ennis. Throws to the right to Gallant, and Gallant just takes them on down the middle. And again, the Storm defensive line are being bent back with pretty much every run. Played to Ennis. Throws to the right to Maloney. He runs at the line. Oh, he gets around McLean. Oh, he almost got through. A most important tackle by Green. 45 out. Here's Ennis. Goes to Townsend. A conservative kick. It's along the touchline, but it won't find the line. Munster takes it, and he brings it back. And he bustles his way to his own 10-metre line. All one-way traffic in terms of the way this game has been played so far. 2 points to nil, though, to the Cronulla Sharks. As Corabetti makes 20 metres with an excellent run. On the next play, here's Chase Blair. And he's brought down 15 short of the halfway line. It's played here on the left side to Smith. Gets it to Bromwich. And they back to Cronulla defence. That's a nice run from Jesse. And he's almost up the halfway where he stopped. Played to Smith. Throws to the right to Cronk. Gets it on to Proctor. A scything run, but just taken around the bootlaces by Maloney. Good set. Last tackle. 40 out. Here's Smith. Away to Cronk. Puts up the high floater. Barber underneath it. The chase, okay, but Barber gets it. But he can't shake off Munster. Oh, now he does. He finally got rid of him. Then he runs to his right, straightens, and is brought down by Green. 20 metres out from their own line. 9 gone in the grand final. Valentine Holmes has a nervous juggle, but he regathers the ball and hits it up on tackle number 2. Played to Townsend. Gives it to Zasai Fecky. Down the centre he goes, and he's dropped down. Billy, you seem a little frustrated with something at the moment.
Yeah, I just want them back a little bit further. They're setting on the 10, so they're only 8 or 9 metres apart. Takes an extra step, we'll get it wider.
Lewis down the middle with a strong surge. He's chopped down 49 there. Play to Ennis. Throws to the right to Fafita. Gets around Harris. Gets around Green. Then an offload to Townsend, but he loses the ball. And that's a knock on. So Fafita causing some problems, but that pass not finding the mark. It's a Melbourne Storm scrum feed. 30 from their own line. Boy, if you're a Sharks fan, you've got to love what you're seeing and hearing so far, but it still is only 2 points to nil.
Oh, exactly, Dan. Firstly, Ben Barber. He's been here before. He knows what it takes to win grand finals. He lost that one that he was in. But Fafita, he's so good. He can run direct. He's got great footwork. He's got great vision.
I'll tell you what's allowing Fafita to get wide. It's the form of Matt Pryor and Gallen. So you've got Gallen and Pryor taking 1-2 going through the middle, and it just allows Fafita just to drift two passes wide and do some damage out on the edge defence.
So here come the Storm now from that scrum win. Corabetti first to play. As now Smith picks it up and runs out of dummy half. He split the markers in half there like firewood. And then he's going to play it here just short of halfway. Now he's deliberately stayed down to try and get entangled with Maloney. And the referee says get up and play it. Now in the next play, here's a hit up from Munster with a swinging arm. Legally was Ennis. He got Munster around the chest there, but it looked a little awkward. Now on the fourth play, McLean hits it up, and he's dropped down. 4 gone. Play to Smith. Throws it left to Bromwich. Runs out the line, then keeps it going to Harris on the Munster. Now to Blair. Blair can't get on the outside of his man, and Berg with an excellent one-on-one tackle. Last, just in from the left touchline. Corabetti, the Green. He kicks a chopping kick across the face of goal. Under it is Fecky. Takes it in the field of play, goes straight to ground, and stays in the field of play. And the rock-solid Zasai Fecky plays it one out from his own line.
It's
Ricky Latelli hits it up and is cut in half by Dale Finucane. And now here's Fecky going. Now we're on play 3. Well, all of a sudden the Storm have turned this around. 10 out from their own line. Wade Graham doesn't go too far with his one out run on play 4. And they're 15 from their own line. If they can hold this Melbourne and not give away a penalty, it's an immense defensive set. Way now to Ennis, throws it across to Fafita, who just bumps his way upfield, but all the energy is just gone from the Sharks at the moment. Last is called, and it's a slow play the ball. Ennis gives it to Townsend, needs a good kick here. High, pretty long, but under it is Munster. Takes it on his 30, tucks it under the arm and runs over the 40, but then runs into the shoulder of Luke Lewis. But a nice momentum turner there for Melbourne, who trail 2-0 on the Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard as Vunivalu, the rookie with 23 tries, just punches it up to halfway. It's played now to Smith, throws it to Corabetti. Jeezy wants to get his hands on it, doesn't he, Marica? And he makes about 12 metres there as Burden Townsend stop him. Played now to Smith. Throws to the left to Green, gets it on to Harris, bumps away from one, gets around Townsend, cuts back in field. Pryor with an important first contact there. Townsend comes in to clean it up, but if Pryor missed, that was a problem for the Sharks. 4 gone left side. Play to Smith. Throws to the right here as it comes across from Bromwich away to McLean and hit hard. 30 metres out. Pass might have been dicey. Last. They go to the left. It comes to Green. Kicks from the outside of his boot. Beautifully cut off by Holmes. He's got space. Gets around one. Gets around another. Now he stopped 22 from his own line. It's 2 points to nil. Cronulla over the Storm. 13 gone.
And that's what Melbourne do so well. When the momentum's going against them, Dan, they can just change the way things are played. And they did it just there. Just a couple of nice set pieces. Attack that left side. Not coming over to the right edge where Cooper is actually attacking. It's Lewis and Bird down that right side for the Sharks. And they've got him down there before. They're going to stay with that tactic tonight.
Here's Fecky bustling his way to the 40-metre line as he stopped inside Melbourne territory. Played to Ennis, throws to the right of the feeder. Early pass to Maloney, puts on the right footstep, goes straight through, on to Lewis, Lewis to the line. No! He's stopped by Green, one of the great grand final try savers. Half a metre out, Ennis throws to the right to Townsend. High kick, it's for Holmes, but Corabetti gets back there and clumsily bats it over the sideline.
Most importantly, it saves a try, but it'll be Cronulla ball via a scrum feed only 10 metres out. And James Maloney with an irresistible right foot step getting straight past Torhu Harris.
Oh, I've got to say, boys, I thought Luke Lewis was home. He did everything right. James Maloney found him short. And Blake Green, that is an unbelievable try saver. I can't believe what he's done there.
I think Lewis thought he was going to get there too. He was comfortable to just slide and roll over.
He did really well then, Luke Lewis, as well. That's the experience in a big game, knowing that if he moves his arm there, it's going to be a penalty to the Storm. And they know, quick play the ball, they can score. Another chance now for the Sharks.
Scrum packs on the right side. They go the blind as here's Gallup. Inside pass to Barber. It's a set play, and it's a Cronulla try. The Sharks are in. They have saved the play. For the grand final, a play we have not seen all year. Here's Matt Checkett.
We have tried. Just check that no one was pulled back at the scrum, mate.
So Paul Gallen breaks at the back of the scrum, runs down the blind side, turns it back in field to Barber and Billy Harrigan's. No one is on him. Is it going to be allowed?
Yeah, so that's the message from the pocket referee. Was anyone held back in the play? I've got no. This is a try to Barber. They'll have a look at a front on a coach eye replay to confirm the grounding, but this is a dead set try.
Yep, it's just Tohu Harris there.
No one is held in the scrum, and the ball's been grounded in the end goal. Have a decision and going to the ball.
I'm going to be honest, I don't think the video ref knew what he was looking at. He's looking at it going, well, what's the problem?
Yeah, they had to check to see whether Tohu Harris, as a decision comes up, and it's going to be a green light. First try to Ben Barber in the grand final, maybe Benny Barber's biggest try ever. But yeah, it was just a lovely little set piece there. Paul Gallen actually knocks, I'm not sure if Chad Townsend knew the play was on. Gallen actually knocks him out of the way, jumps out to the right. Barber knows all about it. He comes from the second row and just trails as Gallen draws the 5-8 on that side green and pops a beautiful little inside ball. Tohu Harris doesn't even know what's happened. He doesn't have a chance to react. And Benny Barber scores 10 metres to the right-hand side of the upright and gives, what's the double barrel? Is it the double barrel shotgun to the crowd? Beautiful play by the Sharks and a well-earned first try.
Really interesting that they are targeting Torhu Harris at any opportunity. Maybe they've found a deficiency there because they seem to be having some success. Now this kick for Maloney, 15 in from touch. It's on the same side as he got his penalty goal a few moments ago. And the Kumho Tire kick predictor says 73% here for Maloney. So this to put the Sharks out to an 8-point lead. And to be honest, it's probably a fair reflection of the dominance so far.
It's been a scorching start, Dan. They couldn't have asked for a better. Even though they've made a couple of errors, the Sharks, as he converts Maloney. What about the form he's brought into this game? Two line breaks already. Almost set up the opening try with a break. They scored on the back of the scrum and then converted two from two. They're having a night out, the Sharks.
It's an 8-point lead on the Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard. Play hard with the Mitsubishi Triton 4x4 pickup. See your local Mitsubishi dealer now. Biggest ever lead the Sharks have had in a grand final. Down to the sideline, we go to you, Ben Dobbin, for Green Hot Water Heaters.
Unbelievable story with Ben Barber, the former Dally M medal winner. Obviously, he was discarded at the Broncos 2 years ago. Scores his 16th try for the 2016 season, and boy, oh boy, wasn't it timely.
Three tries last year for Barber and really seemed to be in the wilderness again. What a turnaround as the ball falls off the tee. Wendell Saylor.
And I've got to tell you too, he was nearly on his way out of Cronulla. He nearly ended up with the Dragons. They didn't have enough money for him. Wow. So well done to Ben Barber for turning it around.
Amazing, those sliding doors. Here's the restart taken by Townsend. Gets it on the Fifita. And Fifita runs straight at Harris. And Harris gets Fifita around the waist and brings the big fella down. It's by Doings. He throws to Pryor. Inspiring first 18 minutes from him, and he makes about 9 metres there as he's dropped down. Played to Lewis, goes to the right to Lewis, heavily bandaged now. Makes about 10 as he runs straight into Smith. It's played to Lewis, throws it inside to Gallen. Here he goes, the big unit. He makes about 12 metres there, and he's dropped down 7 short of halfway. Play to Lewis, throws to Maloney. A double pup, and a lovely pass to Graham, but well read by the defence. Finucane down low. And also Proctor up top. Terrific set there. 45 out on the last. It comes to Maloney on the left side. Kicks high towards the corner. Under it there is Munster. Takes it comfortably. And oh, running up and smashing him was Wade Graham. So Melbourne start this set 10 metres out from their own line. 2016 NRL Grand Final. And we do it for Harvey Norman live on the Triple M NRL Network. 8-0. It's Cronulla leading the Melbourne Storm on the third play. Corabetti. Looks as likely as anyone for the Storm to bend the defensive line back, and he's made about 12 metres there. Played to Smith, throws it to McLean, and McLean, that's a good surge. He runs at Townsend and also Bird, and he's brought down 8 short of halfway. Played to Smith, goes the blind to Chambers. They hang off him. They hang off him. Now they bring him down. And he plays it 38 metres out. Hasn't scored a try in over 6 months. Last tackle. It comes here to Smith. He puts up an interesting bomb down the sideline. Barber's all over it.
Great shot.
And lining him up and belting him into the turf was his opposite number, Cam Munster. Now, we've got a problem with Jack Bird. We'll have to keep an eye on that, Ben Dobbin, because I think Bird might have a problem. We'll come to you shortly. It looks like a shoulder from the angle we've got here. Here comes Josiah Fecky, just gliding across to his left, and he's eventually stopped here, and he's brought down. Let's go to you, Ben Dobbin, on the sideline. Room hot water heaters.
Yeah, it certainly is. Jared Beale warming up. They're trying to test his shoulders and warm Jared Beale up. If Jack Bird does come off, Jared Beale straight on. Tim Glasby about to make his entrance into the game for the Melbourne Storm, so they're having to make some changes as well.
Here's Gallen. Thank you, Dobbo. Gallen hitting and spinning and dropped down 5 short of halfway. Played to Ennis. And out of dummy half, he's got plenty of time to kick. Oh, it's an awkward kick, but beautifully plucked out of the air by Corabetti off the bounce. And he just reeled that in.
Like defense there by Maloney.
And he is dropped down. So Bird is not getting any better by the looks of it. So, in fact, he's going to be walked back into the line. Oh, he's favouring that arm heavily, but he's going to try and keep going. Here's Darfanouken rolling down the middle, and he runs into Rattelli. Oh, the ball's come free. 2-on-1 tackle, ball comes free. Play on. Oh, hello. Not a knock on, not a strip. As now, it comes to Harris. He's 50 metres out, throws it on to Chambers. Gets through Bird, but Bird on a second attempt brings him down. And Bird's still not right there, but the ball is played near the touchline. Corabetti gets it on to Munster. Now to Green. Dishes off to Bromwich, who cuts back. Then a beautiful offload to Chase Blair, but nice cover from Townsend. 21 metres out. 10 in from the left touchline. Storm have hardly seen it down here. Here's Blake Green skipping across to his right. Promotes onto Proctor. Spins away from Graham. Gets away from Gallen. Turns it inside to Bromwich. And then Bromwich gets an underarm offload. Hits the ground. Picked up by Harris. Harris almost gets around Lewis. Then gets a pass here to Blair. Blair then cuts back in field. He's got nowhere to go and he's put on his back. And that'll be the last tackle. 9 out left side. Melbourne here attacking. Played to Smith. Throws to Cronk. Stabs a kick. And Barber leaves it behind him. And he's going to go and take it over the back there. So a good result for Melbourne. I think Barber was more interested in what he was going to do once he took it. His eyes lit up like a poker machine there. But it's a mistake. Not a particularly expensive mistake. Well, certainly not yet. Melbourne trailing the Sharks. It's Cronulla 8, Melbourne 0.
Well, we saw there, Dan, what the Melbourne Storm can do when they get good field position, but also Proctor and Tory Harris. Great footwork, very tough around that ruck area there. They're offloading the ball, second phase play. But Cronulla did well to hold on then. Ben Barber, as patient as ever, just composed, takes it over that dead ball line.
Here we go now with the Sharks. Just waiting for this tyre power shot clock to go down a bit. They're actually ready, but we're at 5 seconds for now. They put boot to ball. And it's a low driving drop out there that is left behind by Green. That's going to cost him about 10 metres. Takes it 10 metres inside his own territory. Then feeds it across to Bromwich. And Bromwich is met 42 metres out. They're not doing the little things with the precision they normally do, the Storm. Here's Glasby just bowling upfield. And he's met here by a couple of defenders centre field. Bird still in the game, by the way. Looking a little better. Now here's Proctor punching it down the centre. Runs into Graham and Gallen there to help. Centre field 23 out. It's played now to Smith. Throws it left to Bromwich. Cut out ball to Glasby. And Glasby is stopped here. That's a nice run, though, from the Melbourne reserve. 3 defenders needed to bring him down. Played to Smith. Comes back to the middle here to Finucane. And then out the back to Smith. Gets it on to Cronk. He shrugs off Maloney. Now he runs backwards to try and get away from the next wave of defence, but Graham is all over him. 11 out, last tackle. They go to the blind side. Munster pokes a little grubber. Taken by Fecky in the in goal. He gets in and away. He's out.
Great.
Incredible
work.
Play by Josiah Fecky. He turned Suliasi Vunivalu inside out. Then the second wave of defence came in, and Fecky got by them as well. Time off.
Dan, you don't know how good that was for a wing. I know you do, but people who aren't here, that was unbelievable. He had nowhere to go. He steps to go to the right, and then he comes back, fakes it, comes out in the left corner there. That's an amazing run.
So 8-0, oh. Cronulla, 22 and a half gone on the qualifying move clock. Here's Matt Pryor, and he just rolls down the middle again. He has made, I would guess, minimum 10 metres with every run he's had as he stopped here by Finucane and Green. On the next play, they shift it right, comes from Townsend to Lewis, and Lewis is put on his back, strong tackle by Bromwich. That gets us to the last here for Cronulla. They are 19 short of halfway. Here's Maloney. Gives it the lot here. Doesn't quite connect, but it's a good kick nonetheless. But it sits up, and Munster takes it. Now he runs down the middle.
Oh, great contact.
And it was Gallen there, along with Maloney, and one other as well. But Melbourne start this set just shy of halfway. Vunivalu rolls down the middle. If they can be the next to score Melbourne, they are going to feel so good about themselves, because they'll be within touch, of course, having been utterly dominated for the first period of this game.
What about the quality of this game? Yeah, look at the completion rate. It's unbelievable.
Here's Smith. Throws to the left of Finucane. Gets it on to Blair. To Green, who is rounded up here by Luke Lewis. And the tackle made 35 out. Played to Munster. Goes to the left side again. Feeds it across to Harrison. A nice hit and spin, but he's eventually filled. 25 out. Last tackle, Green. A little banana grubber. This time, Barber takes it. Then he gets around a flying Corabetti. And Blair gets enough contact on the Cronulla fullback to halt his progress. And the tackle eventually made. 8-0 Cronulla on the Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard. And you're right, Wendell, the Kubota Construction stats. Melbourne 9 from 9, Cronulla 10 from 11. Well, what do you know? You put on a beautiful Sydney day, a dry pitch, and we get this sort of quality. Here's Ennis, feeding out Costa for feeder. They sit back and wait as he makes his way up to his own 40 on tackle 4. He'll play it to Ennis, who's got a bit of a shiner developing under his left eye. Ennis throws to Townsend, weaving and taking the line on. But he's felled here by two defenders, one of them Cam Smith. Last, Ennis, away now here to Maloney, and he puts up a high, deep bomb. That's not going to be easy. And Vunivalu looks incredibly uncomfortable, takes it, then throws a wild pass to the centre, which Munster has to go back for, reels him in on the full, and then Munster is clobbered there by Ennis and also Hines, and who has come off that canister plus interchange bench. Now Vunivalu, who looks nervous, is working it down the middle of the field on tackle 2. Play now to Cronk, goes to the left here to Harris, and Harris runs straight at Chad Townsend, burst through his tackle, but Fafita's there to clean it up. Played to Smith. Here's Kenny Bromwich. He receives the ball from Cam and makes about 10 metres here before he's put away. Played to Smith. Weaves out of dummy half. Throws to Cronk. Oh, racing up out of the line is Graham. What a strong tackle. 45 out. Smith gets it on to Green on the final play across to Chambers. Chambers gets on the outside of Lotelli, then pokes a kick, which is neither here nor there, and it's easily taken by Barber. And Barber can't quite evade Glasby. That's an excellent tackle from the reserve forward from Melbourne. And Barber has closed down 10 from his own line. So we're inside the last 15 now of this first half on the qualifying knee clock. Just the one try. Ben Barber in the 15th minute. And as we see, Paul Gallen come off for a rest. That looked scheduled, so no dramas there. And he will sit on the canister plus interchange bench. He's absolutely buggered, Paul Gallen. He can barely lift himself up after that opening exchange. And now here's Hynington working it upfield. 2005 Premiership winner with the Tigers. And here he is 11 years later. Jason Bikuya, an effective weapon off the bench. Almost a halfway with his one out run. And when he's put down, the arm goes up for the last. Ennis, he kicks away from Corabetti, but Corabetti takes it here and now gets those legs pumping. Oh, he's lined up and smashed by Graham.
And Maloney.
What a game defensively Wade Graham has had so far. Tackle made, and here's Munster with courage running down the centre, and knew he was going to get smashed, and that's exactly what happened. Ball played now to Vunivalu, racing up out of the line to get him around the ankles. There was Graham. 10 short of halfway. It's played now and fed across to the right to Chambers. The centre getting involved as he runs down the middle. He's brought down and he plays it to Smith on halfway. Throws left to Kenny Bromwich, who's got some good footwork about him, but he can't evade Innocent Hynington. Last tackle, played to Smith, throws left to Green, puts up a midfield bomb. Coming down 20 metres out, up they go. Valentine Holmes, that is sensational. He ran into traffic, he did it without breaking stride. He knew he was going to get hit, and he caught it on the full. Bird down the middle now on play 2. It's Cronulla 8, Melbourne 0, Mitsubishi Triton.
Well, this is the difference at the moment. The back three from Cronulla, they're getting that ball and they're bringing it forward under pressure. And Valentine Holmes there, he's just doing it with ease. What class.
Here's Bikuya now hitting it up, and he's up to and beyond the halfway line on tackle 3. So this has been an excellent set so far from the Cronulla Sharks. Played to Ennis. Throws to Hynington, he shakes off Smith, gets up to the 30-metre line. Now he's finally put down. Only 4 tackles gone, now make it 5 as the arm goes up. Ennis, away to Maloney, high kick, attacking Vunivalu. Here comes Fecky. Fecky volleyballs it back, but straight to a ball.
Oh,
who's lost it? Cronk has put it down, it's a knock-on.
It's a Cronulla scrum feed 15 metres out, and the pressure is starting to tell. Cronulla 8-0.
Yeah, it certainly is. Great kicking game by James Maloney so far. Just putting the ball up, testing out Vunivalu, who hasn't played in front of a big crowd like this. And that time there, put enough pressure on him, and he got it across to Kronk, and then Kronk wasn't able to handle it. It's a good chase. I've got to say, it's been Wade Graham on this left edge and Luke Lewis on the right edge for the Sharks. The energy and line speed that they've showed has been the difference here this afternoon, shutting down plays every time Melbourne Storm get themselves in a good field position, and their kick chase has been superb.
It's exactly what they did against the Cowboys last week, what Cronulla was doing. And Melbourne are far more rested. Fifita from the scrum win, pushes off one, pushes off another, now cuts back into field. Oh, he's giving them nightmares. Now he's put on his back 9 metres away. But the more he gets his hands on it, the more problem Melbourne has with him. And now Fifita gets up slowly. Played to Ennis on the right side, throws it infield to Lewis. And Lewis is put down here. If Melbourne can just survive this raid, they'll be much relieved to stay, keep this in single digits. Here's Ennis, throws it left to Townsend, gets it on to Maloney, on to Barber, keeps it going down to Latelli. Latelli can't step inside Chambers. In fact, he's in trouble. He's gone! Latelli is taken over the sideline. And maybe, just maybe, that is a match turner. Melbourne survive, and they'll get a scrum feed 10 out from their own line. 11 to go, first half. Qualify me clock. It's the Sharks, 8-0.
Well, this is what Melbourne do really well. They're under the pump here. The Sharks are all over in the first half. And just then, that's a massive play. Will Chambers, they push from the inside. Three or four of the Storm players get in and push him over. Jeez, I'll tell you, boys, the Sharks would have scored there. They're going to be hard to chase down.
Well, there was no intent there from the Sharks. It was a poor play. It was pedestrian. They just picked up the ball from dummy half, shuffled it over to the side. No one ran with any intent. No one ran a good line. And you can't do that to Melbourne Storm. They're clinical in defence, and they ate that one up.
So Melbourne win the scrum, and here's Harris hitting it up. Oh, he's driven back here onto his own 10-metre line. Quickly, sideline, rim hot water heaters, Ben Dobbin.
Yeah, this has been the strong point for the Sharks. It's their defence. Absolutely brutal. I hate to say it, they're hunting in a pack.
Well, they sure are, and they haven't been deterred by that error, because the first two tackles from that scrum, they have been racing up out of the line. And now on tackle three, Glasby is met just barely outside his own 20. Roger Smith gives it. Oh, Kenny Bromwich has written a heavy bump there. And James Maloney is claiming the ball has been lost. I think Kenny's got bigger problems here. He's in a bit of Disneyland. Oh, he's got blood pouring out the nostrils there.
Wade Graham's head clash. They're just checking it now to make sure there's nothing untoward, which there wasn't. It was just a head. Coach Eye replay shows a head clash. It'll be play on.
So looking there, and it was Kenny Bromwich coming back in field, and that just fooled Graham just a little, and that's why their heads came in contact. Bromwich just wipes the nose clean. That's rugby league, and we keep going. And now they hit it up here with Glasby. Last is called, 45. Adol Smith under pressure from Ennis, who came out of marker and almost stopped the kick from happening. But it's a beautiful kick. It bobbles around. And on the second bounce, it's taken by Holmes, tucks it under the arm. And it's stopped here by Green and also Blair. So we're inside the final 10 now. And the qualifying mid clock in this first half. He's Barber taking a loose pass. It wasn't a great ball. And to reach out in front. But he took it and ran out the line. Fifita onto the canister, possibly change bench. And Sasaya Fecky now tucks it under the left arm and hits it up, where he's met 12 short of halfway. Play to Ennis, goes to Hyington. Down the middle he goes, where Finucane gets Hyington around the waist. Now Ennis dummy half, throws it across to Lewis. Beautiful pass! Oh, he gave it to Maloney, but a wonderful tackle by Proctor. 35 out. It's played to Ennis. There's no one at marker, so he gallivants. Then he stabs a real nothing kick. It's picked up off the ground here by Munster, and he's brought down 15 from his own line.
The Storm needed to be half-time, Dan. Mate, they look tired out there, and the Sharks, it's like a tsunami. Just keeps coming at the Melbourne Storm everywhere.
I think we can say this safely, Gerds, as here comes Corabetti hitting it up. Storm have to be next to score.
Yeah, doing it tough at the moment, Dan, but that's what they do best. They hang in, they hang in, they wait for their opportunity.
Here goes Will Chambers going up the right edge, and he's met. Melbourne's first premiership, famously down 14-0 at half-time. Oh, Chambers has played that side on, but the referee lets him get away with it. Melbourne down 14-0 against the Dragons that day, came back and won 20-18.
Very contentious at the end there, Dan.
I don't think there was anything contentious about Ainsco clocking Craig Smith. Now it's brought down here from a bomb, and here's Valentine Holmes hitting it up, and it's brought down.
Got to stop kicking to him.
20 short of halfway, 8-0 Cronulla. Now here comes Fecky hitting it up, and he's brought down. Billy, when you gave that penalty try at 99, did you think, oh my goodness, I know it's the right decision, but I'm going to get hammered?
Yeah, I thought it could have been an 8-point try. He just didn't get it down, but it definitely had to be a penalty try. And Chech, I just want you to open him up. Go back another metre.
You haven't missed anything here. Cronulla just punching it forward. And third is inside Melbourne territory, 42 metres out, where Smith quite cannily just keeps his arm in there and stops Bird from getting up as quickly as he wanted to. And now here's Pryor again with another 15-metre run as he backs into the defence. Last tackle, 27 out. It's played to Ennis. Throws to the right to Hines and on to Malone. He gives it to Lewis. Cuts back in field. Needs to get rid of it. He can't. He's put away. And Melbourne force a turnover, 13 metres out, 8-0. It's Cronulla leading the Storm on the Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard. It's the grand final live on Triple M for Harvey Norman.
Just have a look at the body language of the Storm too as they receive the ball. They're all bent over.
Yeah, that's what I said, Bill. They need half time to come, mate. Like, they're tired. They're tired and they've been out enthused by the Sharks.
So here they go down the centre again. It's been a familiar story for Melbourne. They've started pretty much all their sets in deep in their own territory, and they haven't had any real opportunity to show some adventure. It's all been getting out of jail. Here's McLean, claimed on tackle three. It's shifted right on the next play as Cronk shovels it along to Proctor. He steps in field, brought down by Maloney. He's having a game. Now the next play comes left to Kenny Bromwich on to Blake Green. Keeps it going here to Munster. Turns it to Chase Blair. Hard to put down Chase, the former Eelton Seagull, and he bustles his way to the 20-metre line. Last tackle. Here it comes to Cronk, and he kicks high across the face of goal. Here comes Vunivalu. He might have been taken out. Vunivalu taken on the full by Fecky, and it's a 20-metre tap and a 7-tackle set. Well, I'm sure Vunivalu there was illegally knocked out of it, but we continue. Maybe the referee deemed that the Cronulla player who blocked just put himself into a position.
Oh, Dean, I don't know about that.
Here's Jack Bird now rolling forward, and it's a 7-tackle set, remember? So Bird, when he plays it, it'll only be tackle one. 8-0 Cronulla, Mitsubishi try. Now here's Bakuya down the middle. He almost gets away. Just held onto there by Glasby and also McLean. Here's Ennis, picks it up, throws left to Hines and runs out the line. It keeps it going to Maloney. Nice ball to Barber. Barber turns it inside as it comes down to Latelli. And he runs sideways right, then straightens and is put down 12 away. Asking some questions, the Sharks play to Ennis. Throws to the open right to Pryor. Dummies, takes them on, gets to within five. Munster down low. Kenny Bromwich up top. Four gone, five out. Play to Ennis. Holds it, thought about kicking. Then gave it to Hines and almost got there. Boy, that would have been some grand final try there. As he is brought down. Ennis on the last. Throws to the left to Maloney. A chip kick to the left corner. Sasa Saifek, he got there first. It's off hands. It's grounded by Latelli. I don't think this is a try, but it will need inspection.
Tackle six, mate. I got no try. Just confirm there was not one first.
And also just confirm that he wasn't taken out prior to having a shot at that ball. So this is what we're looking at here. You see the coach eye replay now. No, he's it. That's okay. And so it's a Sharks knock on.
Are we convinced, Billy? Now, that's a bad angle we've got first up on the coach's
eye. It comes off the arm of the Melbourne Storm player and is knocked forward by the Storm and then knocked on by the Sharks.
Is it definitely a knock on by Sharks?
And going to the board.
It will be a line drop. So it is an important decision there.
Big call.
And are you comfortable it was knocked on by...
No, I don't agree with the knock on by the Storm.
Oh, really?
Jeez, that could be a major decision.
Backwards. He's going backwards. I reckon it's he hits his arm.
Okay. I'm with you,
Billy. Get knocked on. It goes knocked back. Then the Sharks player knocks it on. So I think they've got the restart.
Yeah, that should be a 20-metre tap. But I tell you what a great kick there by James Maloney. It was pinpoint. I tell you what, he's dialed in this afternoon with a kicking game. Unlucky, though, for the Storm.
We might just about to have the most important set of this game coming up. Ben Dobbin, Sunlight, Room Hot Water Heaters.
Yeah, Kenny Bromwich has gone to the head bin. He's gone to Jesse Bromwich comes straight on.
So that is was not the plan for Melbourne. Here we go.
Well, got one problem with Corabetti. His defence, he comes in too tight on that wing, so well done to Maloney there. He's obviously done his homework on him.
4 minutes, 55 left on the qualify me clock. Tyre Power shot clock. Again, it was down to near the end, but the dropout was taken. Here's Matt Pryor. What a superb first half as he crashes up to the 30-metre line where he's put down. Storm have to hold on here. Here's Ennis. Throws to the right. Across to Townsend. Keeps it going now to Hines. And Hines it now.
He's running into Cam Smith, who's been given a real working over in defence. Played on the right here to Wallace. Throws it left to Townsend. Gets it on the James Maloney. Feeds it across to Graham. And Graham is taken around the waist by Proctor. Quick play the ball. Geez, that's been a hallmark tonight of the Sharks. Here's Maloney. Feeds it to Pryor again. It takes three men to put him down. And to be made to play it on tackle four. Near the left upright. 2 metres out. Ennis cuts to the right. Throws to Townsend. Turns it inside to Lewis. Changes direction. Running sideways left. Then, oh, we wanted to get the arms free. Almost lost it. Taken by Proctor. Last. Ennis. He rolls a kick. Knocked on by Smith. It's not happening.
There
and
we go.
Here's Michael Ennis. He walked up to Smith and gave him a pat on the side. Cam Smith had the decency not to react, but one of his teammates did. So we've got another melee situation.
I don't know what McGinnis does, and he's such a good player. He's better than that. He just doesn't need to do it.
He just doesn't. If it doesn't get under Cameron Smith's skin, it gets under the other players, and maybe that's what he's trying to do. Unlucky there by Cameron Smith. Went down low, couldn't pick the ball up. Couple of taps on the back there from Ennis, and that created the melee. I'll tell you what, though. Michael Ennis' dummy half play this afternoon. You spoke about it, Dan, the fact that Melbourne's getting dominated through the middle of the field. It's Michael Ennis' variation from dummy half that doesn't allow the Storm defensive line to get set and get numbers in the tackles.
Now, what Mick has done by doing this, he's basically given Melbourne a free 90 seconds to get their breaths back.
Yep. He's also very lucky that he didn't give away a penalty, because Harris then comes running in and pushes him over. Probably takes too much force, but doesn't tap him, it doesn't happen.
Scrum fed. They throw to the right to Townsend. Gets it on to Bird. Bird pushes away from Blair, but Blair just hangs on by the back of the jumper. Five in from the right touchline. Cronulla 8-0. Here's Holmes. Throws it infield from dummy half to Townsend. Onto a surging Chris Hines, and running like he's a 21-year-old. And he's finally stopped inside the 10. Played to Ennis. Throws it left to Townsend. Runs a diagonal. Gives it to Maloney. Inside pass to Graham. Oh, we thought he found a little hole there, but it was closed up quickly. Left up right now is where they are. Ennis jumps across to the right. Turns it inside to Bakuya. He's going to have a crack, but he's well contained there by Glasby and also Harris. So, next to the left upright. Play to Ennis. Floats to his right. Throws to Townsend. Pull it past to Barber. Barber rolls a kick. Vunivalu. Father Corabetti takes it. Oh, and he slid into the in-goal area over the dead ball line. This is wonderful control by the Sharks. And Melbourne have 2 minutes and 5 seconds to hang on before half-time. Cronulla 8-0, Mitsubishi Triton.
Well, everything the Sharks are doing, it's quality. Ben Barber obviously floats at the back there. Puts a little right foot kick in there. Corabetti picks it up. There's nowhere to go for him because the defensive pressure by the Sharks, they're all over the Storm at the moment. The Storm need to be halftime ASAP.
Let's go.
And Mick Ennis, he's playing some good football out there too, boys. He is scheming around that middle third.
Can they keep hanging on, these Storm players?
Surely not, Dan.
Line dropout, 45 on the full, taken by Maloney. Throws it here to Pryor. He has put his hand up all game to be the first player to hit it up. He makes it to the 30 as he stopped here. Slow play the ball. I think Melbourne, they stayed all over that tackle play then. I don't think they'll mind giving away a penalty. Here it comes now from Hines to the Barber, away to Lewis. He sees a space. Oh, and an audacious flick pass out the side here to Bird, who does well to reel it in. And Bird will play 10 metres out after he's brought down to Holmes. Throws it to the open left to Townsend, away to Hines, and he just backs into the defence there, brought down five away. Melbourne here deliberately staying on. As I said, don't mind giving it away if it's blown a penalty. Here's Ennis back to Lewis, weaving, having a go, and he's dropped down. What a game he's having. Right upright, inside the last minute. Here's Ennis, away to Pryor, who tries to rugby-style barge his way to the line. Melbourne all over that. So they haven't really thrown much here at the Storm in the last few tackles. Here's Ennis, away to Barber, holding it, flicking it out the side to Bird. Now away to Holmes. Holmes runs out of room, throws it infield. Melbourne have got it.
He's out.
Foot was on the line anyway from Val. So Melbourne has survived.
I don't know how. I don't know how they've survived. The Sharks threw so much at them there. Ben Barber just troubled them down that right-hand side again. And geez, throws the ball out there. And Valentine Holmes goes for the big play.
A couple of poor plays there from the Sharks on tackle three and four there, Dan. You know, they stayed in the middle. They didn't test them on the edges. They've got a great success rate of attacking Melbourne just on those edge around Green and around those Cronk. They didn't do it then, and I think they paid the price.
So here's Smith. Throws to the right here to Cronk. Turns it inside. Oh, Munster is cleaned up. An illegal tackle. Ball comes free. It's a knock on. Siren sounds, and the Cronulla fans are standing.
are they 40 minutes away from rewriting history? Well, Melbourne will go into the Sheds knowing it could have been a lot worse. 8 points to nil. It would be the equal third biggest grand final comeback from a halftime deficit if the Storm get there. It doesn't happen often, but they're still in the contest. Triple M rocking the grand final.
Triple M rocks the NRL grand final.
The players are ready. The referee is ready. So we are moments away from the final half of the season to begin. It is still perfect here at ANZ Stadium in Sydney. It has been a cloudless, warm day. And it is a fitting finale for season 2016 as Cam Smith gets us underway in the second half. And it's caught on the full here. And here comes potential Clive Churchill winner if he continues. Matt Pryor brought down 11 metres out from his own line. And the ball is played now and they hit it up on tackle number two. And they just work it down centre field. So Cronulla, their big advantage in the first half was just the metres their forwards made. And here's Wade Graham hitting and spinning. He's dropped down nine short of halfway on tackle three. Ball played to Wenner, throws it right to Hyington. Passes before the line away to Chad Townsend. He keeps it going to Lewis, who threatens for a moment, but dragged down by Green. They are really giving the Melbourne number six a working over. Now on the fifth play, they get conservative. Bakuya tucks it under the arm. And is put on his back here, 38 away. Last tackle, good set. Comes from Ennis to Townsend. And he puts up a high floater. Munster's under it. The chase is good. Munster takes it and escapes Lewis. And eventually fell only three out from his own line. So we picked up in this second half where we left off at halftime. Melbourne deep in their own territory.
Oh,
as Corrigan is lined up and smashed by Michael Ennis. Pryor there to help. It's played to Vunivalu. Down the centre he goes as he swivels and is knocked sideways. That's tackle three. The Storm barely over there. 10. 8-0. Sharks on the Lysard scoreboard. Now here's a fighting run from Jesse Bromwich. That's a nice run there as it's played to Smith, who weaves out a dummy half. Down the middle he goes. Stands in the tackle, but he's locked up. And the arm is raised for the last. They got out of that well, Melbourne, with a couple of good runs at the end. Here's Cronkford, just outside his 40. Haven't been close to a 40-20 today. And the kick is down the middle. Taken on the full by Barber. He winds up. He almost gets away from Harris. But Harris stands his ground. And Barber will be made to play. Cronulla running to the southern end with Jack Bird. Recovering from an early knock. And he just bumps his way down the centre. And we stop by two defenders. Played the winners. Goes to Sasaya Fecky. He does this so well for Cronulla. Coming off the wing. Doing some hard meters down the middle. And he's over halfway where Proctor and also Cronker there. Play to Ennis. Throws to the left of Maloney. Beautiful cutout ball to Latelli. Runs down the sideline. Cuts back in field. He gets away from Smith momentarily, but Munster is there to close it down. They're only 10 metres out. Left side. Ennis waits. He gets it. Throws to the open side to Townsend. Slowly passes away to Barber. Holds it out for himself. Then he tries to run around Green. Brilliant tackle by Green. He got Barber by the arm and flung him to ground. Graham down injured. Last tackle. Here's Townsend. High kick towards the goal line. Oh, Chambers rides a heavy bump here. Bounces into the goal. Vunivalu takes it and is felled by Ennis. Well, Will Chambers got himself into a very awkward position there. And he went up like Gazzoli. The problem was he was nowhere near the ball. It's a line dropout. Cronulla 8-0.
Well, it came off Kenny Bromwich. He came off his back. And you're right, Will Chambers, he went up there and he's nowhere near the ball, which put other players off. And Vunivalu cleans up. There could have been 6 points there.
Sidelines. Ream Hot Water Heaters, Ben Dobbin.
Unbelievable. The message from Craig Bellamy was that you're lucky to be only 8 points down at half time. They needed to get back in the fight, play the ball in the opposition's half. Well, that hasn't happened. Shane Flanagan said, do not fall into the trap and play in Melbourne's game. Keep playing your own game and you'll have your first ever premiership.
So here come the Sharks now from the restart. That is the fourth line dropout they've forced in 43 minutes. Superb. And Pryor bumps his way to the 30-metre line where he's put down and twisted into the ground by McLean. Slow play the ball. Ennis waits at dummy half, throws to the right to Townsend, skips across field, then gets into a surging high. So he has reeled it back the years tonight. This time he's cut down around the ankles by Smith. And the ball will be played 26 metres out. Here's Ennis. He throws to the left here to Baku. He runs out the line, then gets it on to Maloney. Keeps it going to Barber. Dangerous. Inside pass to Latelli. Cuts back in field. Runs into Proctor. And also Jesse Bromwich. And it's about to be played here to Ennis. He picks it up. Goes the short side to Graham, who tries to barge his way over. And he's only a metre out. So Graham appears to have shaken off that knock. Play to Ennis, rolls a kick, doesn't find the in goal. And finally, he's punished for taking that dummy half kick. It's come off a few times tonight, but it is a risk. And Munster did well, got down low, took it. Melbourne have the ball back, 8 points to nil. And here we go. A Storm penalty, wouldn't get off the tackled player. And maybe, just maybe, the momentum has turned.
Just looking at Paul Gallen sitting on the bench down there, guys. I don't know, might have played 20, 25 minutes in that first half and obviously still on the bench. But I guess who's warming up? Sam Tagatusi. I mean, what a weapon that is for the Sharks. Have Melbourne Storm under all sorts of pressure and bring a fresh guy like that on with, say, 25 minutes to go. Could be the real match breaker for the Sharks.
So here we go with Melbourne putting it in a touch. They're 15 short of halfway. 8-0 Cronulla. It's on the Lysart scoreboard. 5 into the second half on the qualifying there. Clock triple of NRL for Harvey Norman. McLean throws it left to Green. Way to Munster, who's got a bit of room. Oh, he steps inside Townsend, and Townsend needed help. And it came via Lewis, but only 39 metres out now on tackle two. Here's Blair. He throws to Tohu Harris, and down the centre he goes. Stopped. And a strong tackle here by Bakuya and also Ennis. Ball played centre field to Smith. Throws to the right to Bromwich. Dumps it back to Smith. Trots off a tackle. His pass is put down by Kenny Bromwich, but it went backwards. Taken by brother Jesse.
Oh, well done.
He manages to shovel it away. He found a support player there. And it looks like Corabetti is brought down 28 out. Four tackles gone. They go to the right. Cronk out to Proctor. Out the back to Munster. Keeps it going to Chambers. Oh, he almost got on the outside of Latelli, who just saved it. Last tackle. Five out. Two in from the right touchline. Played to Corabetti. Throws to Cronk. A chip kick across the face of goal. It's gone backwards. Taken on the full by Harris, but he's under pressure. Basketballs are back to Jesse Bromwich. Now to Cronk. He tries again. High ball from 20 out. Not bad. Taken on the full by Becky. And he stays in the field of play. Melbourne here are being harassed. Now the next play. Here they go with Ricky Latelli. Brought down 12 from his own line. The official crowd, 83-625.
And here goes Josiah Fecky, brought down. Oh, and back slam.
Here's a penalty, a dangerous tackle. And the frustration on Cooper Cronk's face says it all. He was wincing in agony with that decision because Melbourne had put in perhaps their best defensive set of this game. They had Cronulla pinned. Sasai Fecky is injured now, and he's just trying to stretch out his left leg. Out of that excellent defensive set, Cronulla will get to boot it downfield and have six more tackles. 8-0, Cronulla, Lysart scoreboard.
Well, Will Chambers and Jack Bird, they're having words there. He was heavily involved in that. As they pick him up there, I think Jordan McLean, he's underneath there.
What's wrong with that tackle, Bill?
Yeah, I was going to say that, Bill.
Just that they've picked him up and his legs at one stage there went above the horizontal. And if it wasn't for someone hanging onto the top of him, he's in a dangerous situation. So as soon as it goes past the horizontal, you blow the penalty.
Okay. So that is the third penalty for Cronulla. They lead the count 3-2. Keep an eye on Fecky there. And he's hobbling towards the sideline. Of course, Cronulla, they do what most teams don't. They basically have a fresh back on the reserves bench. That's Jared Beal, who almost came into the game when Jack Bird was hurt, but Bird recovered. So they have got reserves here, the Sharks, if Fecky has to leave the game.
And I think Paul Gallen fell on, actually, Jack Bird's arm in that tackle over there.
Oh, what a kick. It's found the line on halfway. In fact, a touch beyond. So the Sharks now can really pour on some attacks. 7 gone second half. Here's Gallen back into it now. A nice rest for him on the Canister Plus interchange bench. Will Chambers, by the way, the man on report from that dangerous tackle. Here's Hyington carting it up to the 40, but stopped and now driven back here by McLean and Smith and also Harris. Triple MNRL for Harvey Norman, the grand final. Played to Ennis, gets it on to Bakuya, hitting it up, cutting in field, but cut in half there. As the ball is about to be played here, 30 metres out to Ennis. He throws it left here to Hyington. Gets it on to Townsend. A sweet inside pass to Barber, who took it nicely, but the three Melbourne defenders are all over him there. Harrison, Proctor and Smith. Melbourne containing pretty well. Here's Gallen, just tucking it under the arm, carrying it forward, and he's going to accept the tackle. So it'll all come down to the last here, and the arm is raised. 19 out in front of the right upright. Gallen almost makes a mess of the play of the ball. Play to Ennis, throws to Townsend, dribbles a kick, won't find the in goal, and Green cleans it up.
Jeez, that's a poor end of the set. They could do so much better with that.
Corabetti now hits it up here. My goodness, Ryan Girdler of Melbourne score next. It's going to send the fear of God through these Cronulla Sharks as Chambers hits it up.
A quick update from you, Ben Dobbin, on the sideline room, hot water heaters.
Yeah, two trainers have gone round to Fecky, and he is off the field. He's been carried around the field at the moment. It doesn't look good. They've used it as a headbin, so obviously he is in. He's under the concussion rule at the moment. Beale's out there for him. I'll get you an update, but he is holding his ankle up at the moment as they carry him around as well.
And keep an eye on Matt Pryor, Dobbo. I think I just saw him go up the tunnel. That might be a concussion situation, or it might be something else. So here we go. Melbourne, after receiving a penalty, are 40 metres out here. Smith throws it left to Cronk, gets it on to Jesse Bromwich, and he carries it to within 33 metres of the line. We've still got 31 long minutes to go. Smith throws it left to Kenny Bromwich, and he dummies it all. They almost fell for it. He slipped by Gallen, but Heinzen cleans up centre field. It's played now to Smith. His man overruns him on his left, but he ends up getting it on after holding the ball to Green. Green shovels it to Harris. And Harris is closed down. 20 in from the left touchline, but the Storm are coming. Here's Smith. He throws it left to McLean, who almost gets over. He carries defenders with him all the way. And now he's stopped only half a metre out. Four tackles gone. Played to Smith. Short pass here to Jesse Bromwich, who gets over. And I think he's got it down. Jesse Bromwich.
Well, they've got tackle five. I've got try.
Oh my goodness!
Confirm grounding, please, mate.
This grand final has just changed completely. Bill Harrigan, Brighton's lawyers.
Yeah, I heard the touch judge say he's got it on the ground. That's on the ground. That's a try.
And maintains possession. Have a decision and going to the board.
That comes off the back of that penalty, which again, it was a penalty I didn't think needed to be given.
That's exactly what Melbourne Storm love. A poor end of the set by the Sharks. Ill discipline. How many times do we see the Melbourne Storm on the back of that go up there and come away with points? It doesn't take a lot for them to wrestle back momentum, Dan. They've done it then, and that was a simple try.
Well, we have ourselves a grand final. It's 8 points to four, a very gettable kick. And the Melbourne Storm, you just cannot put them away. Jesse Bromwich scoring there. And to be honest, the Storm had the backpedaling that whole set.
Well, they did, Dan, mate, you're right. And you know, it comes back to their forwards again. Proctor, you know, Tohu Harris, and that man, Jesse Bromwich, the best front runner on the game. He just makes that extra effort. That's what champion players do.
So Cam Smith will have this lined up. He's 19 in from the left touchline. And this to make it an 8-6 game.
To win grand finals, Dan, you've got to go through the whole range of emotions. It's just the only way. It was all happening too nice and easily there for the Sharks. Dominant first half, came out the second half, had all the pressure, but Melbourne Storm weren't finished. They were never lying down, Dan. They just knew they needed that one moment, just a little bit of luck, something to go their way, get on the board, and now look, it's going to be 8-6. Melbourne Storm right back in the contest.
Umotai, kick predictor, says 81%. Here's Smith. Oh, yes, he's got it. It's a two-point contest. That brings penalty goal very much back into play as well. In fact, it's a penalty goal that separates these sides. That kick predictor for Kumho Tyre. Change of perception, better always. Injury update down to the sideline. Ben Dobbin, Reem Hot Water Heaters.
Pryor and Heinington had been at the present moment. Gallen came on for Pryor, and you've just seen Fifita come on for Heinington. I can tell you, Fecky, it is a leg injury. They are assessing him at the present moment.
Well, we are looking at, thank you, Dobbo, a canister plus interchange bench that has one shark on there. Sam Taggart's easy.
And he's fresh.
Well, he's going to be playing some minutes. There's no doubt about that. Here's the high kickoff. And it's taken on the full by Munster. The Melbourne fans starting to make some noise down that southern end as Munster gets it on here to a support player. Looks like Fanuka, who's closed down. So Cronulla have dominated, but they've got to do it again. Here's Kenny Bromwich now running down the right edge. He runs into two defenders. Is there any better team in a close game than the Melbourne Storm? Here's Kevin Proctor going down the right side. A strong run there. Graham brings him down along with Bakuya. Play to Smith. Throws it left now here to the try scorer, Jesse Bromwich, stopping and propping and dragging the defenders back. He's coming into his own, the Kiwi prop. Now Tohu Harris down the middle. Over halfway where he's claimed. Oh, they've re-energised these Storm players. Here's the high ball from Cronk. Should be an easy one here for the winger. And oh, it's taken by Beale, but he's lined up and pile-driven into the ground by Vunivalu. Beale did well to hang on to it. 8-6, it's Cronulla, but Melbourne all of a sudden are full of energy.
Well, that's, mate, you've got a handy international player, and Beale, great take first play, but you're right, Dan, momentum has swung, and the Storm have come out hard the second half.
Here's Ennis feeding it across now to Val Holmes, down the middle he goes.
He's closed down on tackle four on his own 30. In his dummy half, away to a steamroller. Jack Bird, that's a great run. He knocked one defender out of the way, and it was Smith who got him down low eventually. Last tackle, pretty good set. Ennis throws left to Maloney. Keeps it going to Graham. Now to Latilli. And on the last, he stabs a kick. Neither here nor there. Munster reels it in on his own 10-metre line. Nice line of defence. And the tackle eventually made. So this game has changed completely. 27 to go. Qualifying equal.
Could this be one of the best rope-a-dope grand finals you've ever seen? Hey, have they haven't done that, surely.
Here's Smith. Throws it left to Blair. And Blair, he bumps his way upfield. And he's met here nine short of halfway. There's Smith. Goes down the blind on the next play. Throws to Harris. Bumps off a poor attempted tackle by Bird. And eventually claimed by Mick Ennis. Starting to make metres at will. Here's Finucane. He angles back towards the middle. Then throws it to Smith. Smith gets it on now to Croc. Keeps it going to Proctor. Proctor to Chambers. Oh, he steps off the right foot and is brought down. Bakuya's down, by the way. They're only down to 12 defenders, Cronulla. Last, 30 out. Cronk goes the high ball. It's going to come down five away. Barber says, mine! Oh, and he takes it on the full. And he has nowhere to go, though. And Bakuya remains on the deck here. And we have to stop play. This is going to get them down to one on the bench again, because Hyington's back there. So at the moment on the bench, Tagetsizi and Bakuya. And this is Tagetsizi and Hyington are on the bench. Bakuya is going to have to come off here because he's been ironed out. And that'll be the end of him tonight. He has run fair into the thigh of Tohu Harris. And Bakuya did not help himself go to ground here. Now, this is normally the automatic out of the game situation. It'll be interesting what the doctor says once Bakuya gets off, but he's still in Disneyland. And all of a sudden, Melbourne have the momentum and they have the fresh players, as Tagetsizi now is about to enter the game. Melbourne, by the way, have still not brought Ben Hampton in, who seems to be in the game as a reserve rather than an interchange player, in case someone gets injured or they need some spark. But boy, oh boy, Cronulla, it's all going wrong all of a sudden.
Oh, it happens all of a sudden, as you said, Dan, doesn't it? Melbourne Storm come up with a try. Bakuya, well, he can't come back on, Dan. If he won't remember the grand final. If they win it, the Sharks, he'll have to watch the DVD.
It will be a disgraceful look for the game if he's allowed back into the contest. Here's Paul Gallen working it forward, brought down 20 short of halfway. Now, here's a strong run from Fifita. He bends the defensive line back and is brought down on tackle three. Now Ennis gets it on the tack. It's easy. What an excellent surge that was. Makes it to halfway. Touch beyond. Last tackle. Ennis away here to Townsend. A high floater back into the 10-metre area. Taken here by Corabetti, who gets on the outside of his man. He's away. And now he cuts back in field. Really stopped here by Townsend and Bird. Corabetti gets up again. Ball comes out, but the referee had already called held. And orders Corabetti to go back and play it. Sharks 8, Melbourne 6, 25 and a half to go on the qualifying me clock. That's the Lysart scoreboard.
You see that confidence now, Dan? That momentum has swung. Corabetti then, he got a bit of space and he took him down that little corridor there. That's a brave play.
Some injury news possibly. Fecky looks like he might be walking off that injury to his leg. Shots of him in the dressing room. He seems to be better. But hard to play doctor from so far away. Kenny Bromwich goes to the right to Proctor. Lovely short pass to Proctor. Oh, a sensational tackle by Maloney around the bootlaces. But the Storm are coming again. They're 35 out. Right side. Munster throws it here to Smith. Gets it on the Finucane. He drags defenders back with him to the 20-metre line. And the tackle is made in front of the post. That whoosh means it's the last. Here's Smith. He cuts a kick here into the goal. That's going to be too big. Oh, Cam. That's a very un-Cam Smith-like kick there. He angled to the left, kicked it back to the middle. He tried to be cute, and he's kicked it too big. Seven tackle set, 8-6. Storm trailing the Sharks.
He doesn't do too much wrong, Cam Smith, then, but he tried to bite off a bit more too much there. Unfortunately, it's a seven tackle set for the Sharks.
There is not a single person on the Cronulla bench, on the Caniston Plus interchange bench, but now Fecky's walking back, so he'll take his seat. It looks like he might be okay. Has now a nice strong run from Valentine Holmes. He's brought down, 45 out. Ennis picks it up and throws to the right to Gallen. He just ambles upfield here. Not quite with the same punch that he had in the first half, as he's put on his back 32 metres away. It's played now here to Ennis. Goes to the left attack. It's easy. Gets away from one diving tackle. Now makes it to the 20 where he's dropped down on tackle four. So they're getting close to the Sharks. Ennis picks it up. Throws to the left to Maloney. Holds it. Angles inside. Then throws outside to Graham. But Chambers with a lovely one-on-one tackle. Final play left side. Ennis
goes to Maloney. A chip kick. It's not going to make the in goal. Up they go. Oh, it's volleyballed by Blair. Taken by another Storm player who's dropped the ball in green. And that is a fortunate error in Cronulla's favour. It appears to be a correct decision. But what was a pretty innocuous kick by Maloney has resulted in a scrum feed their way 10 metres out. Let's go down to the sideline. Here's Ben Dobbin, Bream Hot Water Heaters.
Yeah, it's end-to-end at the present moment, and you can talk about Cronulla. Obviously, Vecchi back out onto the bench. We'll give you an update on them shortly. But what about Sam Tagatese? What a story. Been out, obviously, with injury. Comes back in now with 23 minutes to play. This is game on. The Melbourne Storm have weathered everything Cronulla's thrown at them. And can they hold on again?
This is where you find grand final heroes, boys. If you want this moment, this is where you've got to stand up.
Ball is fed. It comes out the back from Townsend. Across here to Fifita. Fifita bustles away here from Finucane. But good cover there from Proctor and also Cronk. Left side now. Play to Ennis. Comes back to the middle with a ball to Tagatese. He almost worms his way to the line. He stopped half a metre out. Jesse Bromwich with the crucial tackle. Play to Ennis. Throws out the back to Maloney. Keeps it going to Townsend. Angles to his right. Throws to Luke Lewis, who's chopped down by two defenders. Oh, boy, that play so often works. Three tackles gone. Play to Ennis. Comes back to the left with a dummy. Then goes himself. And Stevie Wonder could have seen that play coming, and he was closed down, Ennis, by Torhu Harris. Play to Gallen at dummy half. Throws it left here to Townsend. On to Maloney. A subtle pass to Barber. Oh, he winds up, and he almost gets away. And a lovely cutting tackle there by Cronk. Last left touchline. They swing it back from Graham to Maloney. Chip kick again, along and low. And Blair is back there, takes it. Now he's been forced in the in goal. The referee has judged that he started from the field of play. And he was tackled easily. This is a big call, Billy, and no one seems to be blowing up. So it looks like a correct decision.
It's been checked. They've got it right.
Oh, yes, sir. What a great call. And Maloney, these are very deliberate kicks now, these low chopping kicks that are not being given much air at all, Gerds.
That was a brilliant play there by Maloney. His last one wasn't so good. That one pinpoint. Just going to say, though, Cameron Smith, he would know the Sharks are down on troops. And at the moment, every storm that they weather here, they'll get confidence, the Storm. And I think they're out there believing they can win at the moment, boys.
Well, they're 8-6 down on the Lysart scoreboard as Fifita. Doesn't penetrate with his first run. He's knocked over 35 metres out. Fecky on the sideline just running out that injury. Here's Townsend dishing off the tack. It's easy, the fresh man. And down the middle he goes. But he's well contained this time. There's Finucane, Harrison the tackle along with Smith. As they peel off slowly. Play to Ennis. Throws left to Gallen. Gets it on to Maloney. A lovely subtle pass to Graham. But an excellent tackle by Cronk around the chest. 12 out. Play to Ennis. Comes back to the right to Gallen. A dummy, which they almost fall for, but now he's put down. Five away. Four tackles gone. Play to Ennis. Pushes away from one. Swivels back to the left. He throws a long fighter to Graham. He tucks in a kick. Doesn't make the end goal. And the tackle made 1 metre out from their own line. 8-6 it remains. It's Cronulla in front. And Wendell, how can you think of food at a time like this as your delivery enters the box here?
Yeah, but the big dog's hungry, Dan. But I've got to say, the Sharks are playing silly football here. The Fijian wingers out there, they defend real tight. They've got to take that space, Gerds. They're going through the middle, but they've got to go wide.
Oh, Christian Welsh with a good bumping run there. And he's met about outside his own 20. It's played to Smith. Picks it up and runs out a dummy half. And he makes about 12 metres there. He's starting to regain control of this game, Cam Smith. Here it comes now to Cronk, who kicks along the touchline. In fact, there's a bit of angle infield here. And it's picked up by Holmes. He's handled himself very nicely so far. And he just runs it down the middle where he's brought down. 13 metres out. Well, it looks like we have a grand final that might be going down to the wire. Jack Bird now runs down the right edge. They are working Chase Blair over, but Blair with a good tackle. Played to Townsend, throws to Barber. Barber looks for some space down the right side. Now stops, cuts back to his left, gets away from one. Now he's put down 30 away. Oh, he's having a game, Ben Barber. It's played now here to Bird. Throws left to Gallen. Passes at the line here to Maloney. Flat pass to Graham. Oh, that could have gone one way or the other. Graham swivels, brought down by Proctor. Four gone, 20 out. Played to Ennis. He dumps an infield attack, it's easy, and he just punches it up to the 10-metre line. Last tackle, here's Ennis, goes to the left side to Maloney, cut out ball, away now to Latelli, tries a kick, ricochets off a Storm player, fallen on by a Storm player. They survive again as Vunivalu plays at five from his own line. Cronulla 8, Melbourne 6, 19 to go on the qualifying meet clock.
Oh, don't they look good, the Sharks, when they've got those small men going through the middle. Ben Barber, Jack Bird getting in there, creating all sorts of trouble there for the Melbourne Storm. But they're hanging on, Dan, the Storm. They're hanging on. They can't be broken at the moment. And with every set they defend, they'll grow in confidence and give them another opportunity at the other end.
I think the crowd senses they need the help here. They're trying to get behind these Sharks. Pryor back into it here as Corabetti launched himself at the defensive line with an excellent run. And on the next play, Glasby hits it up. He's Green with a kick from inside. He's 40. Oh, he got it over the head of the winger there, Val Holmes, but didn't have the angle. And then Holmes nonchalantly reels this in on his try line, angles it back to the left, and then is running into a couple of defenders. 8-6 Cronulla. And we still have 18 minutes to go. Here goes Beal bumping upfield. And he's been put down. Be interesting what they do with Fecky, whether they just keep him on the sideline as they roll down the centre here with Jack Bird.
So, you just got to keep him there, mate.
And Bird is brought down by Smith and also one other defender in Finucane. And now they go down the right with Fafita. And he hasn't really got the offloads going after that dynamic first 15 minutes. He doesn't make many metres there. But here's a strong run from Gallen. That's his best run in a while. Over halfway is where he stopped by Finucane. Last tackle. Finucane's hurt, by the way. Comes to Townsend. Stabs a kick. Oh, that's going to be too big. Rolling end over end into the end goal. Way over the back. Bad error from Chad Townsend. Finucane's okay. He'll get back into the attacking line now. And here we go. A 20-metre tap here for the Storm and an extra tackle. 8-6 to the Sharks. Corabetti hits it up first. Ben Dobbin on the sideline for Ream Hot Water Heaters.
Yeah, Ben Hampton making his way in for Proctor. That's 7 interchanges now for Melbourne. So they've just made Ben Hampton. He hasn't had a lot of game time in the semi-finals. He's got 17 minutes now.
All right, thank you, Dobbo. So only one change left for the Storm. And there he goes, Ben Hampton, picking it up and scurrying out of dummy half. Makes it to halfway, where he's put down on tackle two by Gallen. Play to Smith. First, gallivants to his left. Throws to Green. He threw a dummy and almost went through. He was collared from behind there by Lewis. But Melbourne making metres at will in this set. Hampton, first receiver, gets it on to Welch. And he carries it here almost to the 20-metre line and gets the offload to Smith. Now away to Cronk, away now to Hampton. Keeps it going to Chambers. Trouble. Chambers, he steps off the right foot. Gets over. He's over. He's in. His first try in over 6 months. And it's in the grand final to put the Storm in front. 10 points to eight. And for the first time tonight, Melbourne are in the lead.
Well, the Storm, they just kept coming. Ryan Gertler said at halftime, they don't go away. Going down that right edge there. The Sharks were there, the defenders were there. But the big man, he gets the offload away here. And that man, Cam Smith, sizes it up. Cooper Cronk, as he throws it in behind. Great play there. Will Chambers, mate, he's having a great game. Turns Walker Ennis inside out and scores a remarkable try to second half. The Storm are back.
Gee, I'll tell you what, Craig Bellamy take a bow. Injects Benny Hampton, tells him there, get him dummy half. What a great time to bring on an energetic small player that can just create trouble around the middle of the ruck. Gone on for another forward, and that time then was involved twice in that play. Was able to get out from dummy half, quick play the ball, and then backed up, was able to offload the ball there to that man Chambers, who did the rest. Great play, Storm. Great coaching, Craig.
So Will Chambers last scored in round two against Gold Coast. Scored a double. He spent 10 weeks out with a foot injury and has been back since about round 19. That was his return. Can you believe that? Had not scored in over 6 months. And he crosses the line in the grand final. This kick here, 18 metres in from touch for Cam Smith. He's one from one tonight. And the Kumo Tire kick predictor says 74%. That's a bit low. Let's see if the predictor knows something we don't. As Smith here, it's an important kick. It takes penalty goal out of the equation for the time being.
The Sharks fans, Dan, they're in shock. They were dancing in the stands there a minute ago. At the moment, they're all seated. I just don't think they can believe what's just happened.
So here is Smith kicking to the northern end. Moving in slowly. Strikes it, fades it out left, but it curls back. It's there. So that takes penalty goal out of it for Cronulla, but if Melbourne can march it up and get a penalty goal themselves, that would be of great value. 12-8, it's Melbourne over the Sharks, and one of the great front-running teams we've ever seen has got the lead. Ben Dobbin sideline, Remont Water Heaters.
What about this for some statistics? Ben Hampton didn't play any game time last week. Six minutes in week one, 17 minutes in the last month, and he handles the ball twice in the last set. Unbelievable.
Thank you, Ben Dobbin. That scoreboard for Lysart, genuine Aussie Colourbond steel fences. There's a trusted experience in steel fences. Call Lysart 13-30-38. So the Storm out to where they want to be and where they play so well, and that is out in front. And first to hit it up here is Dale Finucane. He's done away with the headgear or the bandage around the head. He hits it up on play one, Glasby on play two. Now Torhu Harris works it upfield. And he's brought down 19 short of halfway. 14 minutes to go on the qualifying knee clock. Christian Welch, hasn't he provided some punch since coming into this game? He was great last week too. Seven short of halfway. It's played now to Smith. Throws to the right here to Hampton. And Hampton steps off the right and is running into Wade Graham and Michael Ennis. And the ball is played now to Smith. Throws it across to Green. A high floater. That won't be easy. And now coming forward and taking it is Holmes, who didn't think that ball was for him. He just stood there. Then he realised almost too late. But then he just came forward, took it nicely. And he's brought down. And now Jack Bird. Geez, done some of this, Jack Bird, carrying it upfield. And he's drawn a penalty. A big penalty too. They will go on the attack. The Sharks down 12-8. Ben Hampton has been ruled staying on too long. Sharks lead the penalty count 4-3. With the Kubota construction stats. Ball put into touch, 40 metres out.
I saw an interview the other day with Jack Bird. He's never lost a grand final, Dan. He's got 100% strike rate.
It's obviously junior football.
Yes,
and here's Paul Gallon, 38 out, playing it on the first. And they shift it left as it comes from Maloney away to Fifita. Gets away from one, away from another. Now he's taken down from behind, 30 out. Here comes Latelli now. Throws it infield to Pryor. And he just bumps it up beyond the 20, put on his back, 19 away. He'll play it adjacent to the left, upright to Ennis. Throws to the right to Maloney, who takes them on. He almost got away there from Munster, but Munster held on well and got some help from Cam Smith. 10 away. Now they're in front of the left upright. It's played to Ennis. Throws to the right to Townsend. On to Lewis. Turns it inside to Barber. He's caught in no man's land. Swivels and throws it infield to Townsend. And he's got nowhere to go, and he's dropped down 12 away. And all of a sudden, penalty. A penalty.
High shot.
A high tackle, and that'll give Cronulla six more tackles. I don't imagine they'll be looking for two. And I was about to say, Ryan Girdler, they almost look out of ideas.
They do, don't they, Dan? Certainly a lot of confidence has gone out of their side, their attacking ability. I'm not sure whether it's the fact that they've got some strange combinations with some of the injuries, but they're a total different side than the side we saw in the first half, where they were going forward, creating opportunities with the offload, and then also Lewis and Wade Graham having great impact on the edges with combination with Maloney. But they're devoid with ideas at the moment, Dan. We just saw him running around in circles there. Benny Barber trying to create something. That's Townsend's second shot that he's taken. He's not feeling really well, but obviously they're going to need to come up with something now that they're behind, Dan, whether they use Maloney in the kick. Maybe it'll be a set piece here. Great opportunity for them. Let's see what they can do.
Billy, the high tackle.
Yeah, Chad Townsend was just going down, and Welch came in as the second man to tackle. Just a swinging arm, cops him across the jaw.
Fair penalty.
Not on report, just a fair penalty. And they've also just tipped Blake Green, who's been offside every play, to get back to the line.
Billy for Brighton's Lawyers, with 40 years' experience. They are the motor vehicle claim experts. Arrange your first free consultation today. Maloney kicks it sideways into touch so they can start near the sideline. And it's tapped by Lewis. And he throws it here to Gallon, or rather Bird, who threatened to keep it and pass it out back to the wing. But he held on to it there. And looked for a moment like another set piece. 9 metres out. Played to Ennis. Throws it left to Townsend. Gets it on to Gallon. Down the middle he goes. And he's put on his side. Here's centre field. That's two tackles gone. Here's Ennis. He throws from dummy half to Pryor. A pass to Maloney. Has to go back for it. Takes it. Throws to Barber. He's got nowhere to go. And he's taken here by Welch and also Smith.
The timing's out, Dan. The timing's out for the Sharks at the moment.
Three tackles gone, 11 out. Play to Ennis. Throws towards the middle to Pryor, and he just bumps it upfield, but Melbourne will just gobble that up. And the tackle made 4 metres away, and he's on his back, Pryor, so it'll be a slow play of the ball. Ennis gets it now, shifts out to his right. Short pass to Fifita. He's over.
Oh, he's got it down. He's got it down under the post.
Wow.
It's a try. Ennis celebrates. We'll need to go upstairs, but Andrew Fifita has scored.
Firmly grounded it before a touchdown.
What might be the decisive try of this grand final?
Well, we're seeing a coach eye replay now. I've got try live. He's got the ball in his arm and he's on the line in the blue chalk. Dead set try.
The ball's been grounded in the end goal. Now looking to determine that it hasn't been knocked on in the lead up.
Oh, Fafita. Wow, that's special.
He has his detractors and he's done things that have not shed him or his club in the best light. But only Andrew Fafita can come up with a try like that. It's about to be 12-all and the kick will be from in front.
So they're still checking it, Dan. They're still going through the video ref. They want to make sure he doesn't lose the ball at all. But we see it clearly grasped in his forearm.
We
and
see Andrew
slams it down for a try.
Possession and grounds the ball in the end goal. Have a decision and going to the ball.
There were five players there. He beat four players and then there was another one coming in there. Unbelievable by Andrew Fafita. That is a game changer right there.
And wow. Relief for these Sharks fans. We still have 11 minutes to go. There is a lot to happen in this grand final. But for now, it's tied up. Cronulla about to go back in front.
Oh, well, when you're struggling to make inroads and all your set pieces aren't coming off, Dan, what do? Just go through the middle. And Michael Ennis, great play by him. He hasn't had a lot of impact in the second half. The first half, I thought he made all the difference with his variety from dummy half. And that was lovely. Looked like he was going to go out the back and hit Fafita short. And isn't he a hard man to stop that close to the line? As Wendell said, there was four or five Melbourne Storm guys there. But it wasn't. They stopped him. They pulled him up short, but he was able to roll and held the ball out in one arm in that right hand, sort of in the crook of his wrist there, and was able to just wrestle it through and guide the ball down between the sticks. It was an enormous effort by the front row for the Sharks, and Maloney will knock this one over, and the Sharkies will. They'll be in the lead again with 10 to go.
Hard to believe that's just for Fafita's third try all season on the Kubota Construction stats. Well, the crowd here is waiting. Here's Maloney. It's 14-12. He guides it straight through the middle. So Melbourne, they have reeled in a deficit once. Now they have to do it again. Ben Dobbin, sideline, Remont Water Heaters.
He loves to give away a penalty, Andrew Fafita. One of the things he should be congratulated for is his discipline. I know there's only 9 minutes to go, but really, this is one of his better games.
Well, I think we all know what sort of player Fafita can be, and that's one thing he had to rail in. Is obviously those penalties, and he's done that, and he's played really good tonight.
Great scene. Shane Flanagan completely lost it there when Fafita got it down. Here's one not to hide his emotions. Now, Melbourne race up from the kickoff, and Fafita, the try scorer, is dragged down 10 out from his own line. 9 minutes, 10 to go on the qualifying knee clock. Here's Pryor bumping it downfield. I still think pretty close to favourite for the Churchill if they go on and win. Maybe it's Maloney. Maybe it's this bloke Gallant. He carries it up to within 20 of halfway. Play to Ennis. Throws to the right now to Lewis. Cuts direction. Oh, what a game he's had as well.
He's been the best of the ground.
Then he runs into a brick wall and put down 15 from his own line.
Injured.
Oh, he's hurt here, yeah.
Probably just got him. Oh, he doesn't look good, boys.
Now, is this a bit of gamesmanship or is he in a bad way? There's a nick above his eye here. And we will stop the clock with 8 minutes 47 seconds to go. Billy Harrigan, a coach hire replay.
Shoulder, but it's okay.
It's not reportable, is it, Billy?
No, it's not reportable. It was hit by Finucane. Comes in with his shoulder, but he's using arms and everything's good on that one.
Oh, no, was that Glasby? Sorry.
Well, both were in the tackle there. In fact, it was Bromwich and Glasby. And Lewis is going to get up and play this. It'll be midway through the count. And he doesn't look 100%, so he's certainly been knocked by what was certainly a high tackle. If it was seen live, Billy, that's a penalty, yes? Because there was contact with the head.
Yeah, there was contact with the head. Billy, shoulder on the head.
Billy, can I just ask you quickly, 8 minutes to go, 14-12 in a grand final. Do you tighten up a little bit as a referee? Do you get a little bit nervous?
Oh, I'm opening them up. I'm opening 10 up. I'm making them work
harder. No, but on your decision-making as a referee.
Decision-making, you're hoping that you haven't used all your fuel.
So here's Gallant punching it upfield, but not going too far. Last tackle, Cronulla here with Maloney. He gets a kick from more the outside of his boot. It's taken on the full by Corabetti, and he runs down the middle. Oh, we almost had a Nathan Blacklock moment in the grand final. He was ready to just scorch down the middle as he was finally stopped here. Vunivalu makes it over halfway on tackle two. So here come the Storm again. It's played now here to Smith. Throws. Oh, his man overran him, so he just had to stop. Change direction, throws it to Cronk. Cronk gets it onto a support player. That's Glasby. And he burrows his way to 38 metres out. Ball play to Smith on the right side. Smith throws it infield to Jesse Bromwich. He's had a great second half. He's knocked over by Gallant and Ennis. Played to Smith. He goes left for the pass to Green. Green away to Harris. Smith's away from Lewis, but Townsend. Immense tackle. 15 out. Last tackle. as Smith goes the short side to Cronk. Stab kick taken on the full by Bird. And now he tries to get away. And he's brought down.
Great take.
And that's a huge play from Jack Bird there. That ball was flying. He did not panic and he took it. Cronulla 14, Melbourne 12. 7.5 to go in the grand final on the qualify me clock.
This is where the Sharks outside five have got to come in and run now. This is what they do so well through the final series.
Jack Bird, what a game he's had as well. And he just carries it to within 15 of halfway. Played to Ennis. Throws left to Fifita. And Fifita ambles down the middle. He's upended here by Finucan. Glasby there as well. Four tackles gone. Played to Ennis. Throws left to Wade Graham. And he fights his way beyond halfway. Drop down 42 out. Last tackle comes to Maloney. He's kicked out on the full. He went for the touchline. And he was very close to that touchline. He had no room to work with.
Just need to keep it in.
And Melbourne will get this only 10 short of halfway via a changeover.
That's pressure, boys. Pressure at its best right there.
The twists and the turns of these last 20 minutes inside the last seven. It's 14-12 Cronulla in the grand final on the Lysard scoreboard. Melbourne just look out on their feet. Have they got one last stand? Harris runs down the middle and he's brought down by two defenders. It's played to Smith. He gets it on to Jesse Bromwich. A nice shimming run at the line. He looks as full of energy now as he did at the start of the game. He's dropped down 35 out. Played to Smith. Throws it left to Green. Holds it up. Gets it to Munster. Munster to Blair. Great one on one tackle by Jack Bird. Five in from touch. Played now to Corabetti, 20 out. Throws to the open side to Green. Oh, he stops. He then changes direction back towards the wing. He almost caught them napping, but a big tackle there by Holmes. 10 metres out. Last, it comes to Cronk. High kick across the face of goal. Coming down five away. It's allowed to bounce. Oh, it's an awful bounce. It's another awful bounce. Batted away. Jared Beale has saved a try.
Got to take those.
But it's a line dropout. Melbourne get another chance. 5:50 to go. 14-12.
Six minutes to go. And as a defender, you've got to take that ball. You've got to own that moment. That's just put pressure back on the Sharks. They should have taken that kick. There was plenty of players there. I can't believe that.
Well.
Oh, great work by Bill. Knock it dead.
Let's not take penalty out of the equation as well.
Yeah, just swivel with the box if you want, Paul.
Oh, boy.
Swivel with the box if you want. There's one in there.
So the tyre power shot clock has stopped at the moment on 16 seconds.
So Paul Gallen is complaining about the ball. There's something wrong with the ball. They're going to the box behind the sticks to get another ball out.
Now, do you think he's really complaining or is just using a bit of gamesmanship
here? He's sucking a timer.
Well, it's worked because now...
it's the wrong PSI, boys.
Maloney just strolls over to the box there behind the goalpost. That I reckon nearly all of the 83,000 people in the ground didn't know existed until that moment. Ball has been spotted.
It's not a bad kick, boys. It's got 55 metres.
Yeah, it was allowed to bounce by Green. He might rue that little moment because he probably could have taken it on the full. And Green got it on now to the number 10, Jordan McLean, and he's dragged back to the halfway line. 5 minutes, 15 to go. Here's Bromwich hitting it up. Jesse, and he stopped. He's lost the ball. He's put the ball down. Fifita, Pryor, Ennis in the tackle, and they are standing here at ANZ Stadium. Inside the last 5 minutes, and the Sharks, have they held on? 14-12.
I'll tell you what, talk about Fifita and the way that he's played tonight and his discipline. Not only has he been a lot more disciplined the last couple of weeks, he's got a lot of the crap out of his game. We're rubbing guys on the head and trying to antagonise or after people have made errors. He did it then. It was really class shown from the big fella there because he didn't tap Bromwich on the back. He just said bad luck, mate, and got on with it. And now he's doing a hit up.
He hits it up here for the front. 55 metres out. Any drama with the knock on call, Billy?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Okay, Billy for Brighton Toys. Here's Luke Lewis rolling down the middle. 47 metres out. 4 minutes, 30 seconds left. Here's Ennis. He throws it left to Gallen. And he just barges it upfield. He's stopped by two defenders. Three tackles gone. Here's Ennis. He throws it left to Maloney. Steps off the left and is almost away. And he's put down here. Tackle number four, played to Ennis, throws to the right to Maloney, dishes off to Bakuya. How's he back in the game? He's dropped down 19 away. Last, here's Ennis. He throws left, away to Maloney, shows it inside. Oh, and he's cut in half on the last tackle by Cronk. Will if Melbourne somehow go the length and score, that is a decisive play. 3 minutes, 55 to go, and Cronk takes the ball.
I think it's too far to go, Dan. Too far to go for the Storm.
Here's Vunivalu. Just hitting it up on tackle number one. Played now to Smith. Throws to the left here to Jordan McLean. That's a superb run. Makes it to within 18 of halfway. Now they've got the Sharks backpedaling. Quick play the ball to Smith. Throws it left to Green. Gets it on to Harris. Harris charges it up. He's stopped by Townsend and also Bakuya. 14-12 the Sharks. Chambers, the try scorer for Melbourne. He goes across here and shrugs off Graham. Cuts back infield Chambers. And he's brought down here 42 metres out. It's played now to Smith. Weaves to his right. Throws it back to Green. Green, a flat pass here to Harris. Pushes away from a defender. Now ambles up over the 30. Then he floats a pass to his right to Chambers. Chambers holds a little dummy for himself. Now a step kick towards the corner. Oh, he gets it. He comes to the outside the field of play. Takes it. And he's dropped down 5 out. What a moment.
Ben Barber, try saver.
Last tackle, Vunivalu near the right touchline. He throws an infield to Cronk. Cronk, a high floater. Jesse Bromwich, what's he doing with it? Keeps it going to Smith. Out to Munster. 10 away. Chase Blair gets away from Lewis. Gets away from Townsend. 10 metres out. Pop back to Munster. Shows it. Runs down the left sideline. Running backwards. Cuts back towards the middle. He needs to give it. He throws a long floater to Cronk. Shapes the kick. Keeps it going to Proctor. Proctor angles to the sideline. Out to Vunivalu. Steps inside. Stabs a kick. It finds the hip goal. Oh. Too big. Over the back. Cronulla hold on. 2 minutes 20 to go. Ben. 7 tackles set. Maybe the Storm will get one more chance.
Ben Barber, the tackle on Will Chambers. That's a try saver. That is how you win grand finals. Magic play.
Cooper Cronk was inside him, unmarked then. Oh, he did a wonderful job then, Chambers, to get around the players, get control of the football again. But then he looked up and seen Cooper there. Melbourne score.
I'll get one more set, I reckon.
A minute 55 is when this set starts. It's a 7-tackle set. Here's Ennis from tackle 2, or the first legitimate tackle. Goes across to Fifita. His try might be the decider as he's put away. Ennis dummy half. Away now to Latelli. Weaves out of a tackle. Brought down just on the half line on tackle number 2. 14-12 Cronulla. Here they go now with Wade Graham. And he's brought down on tackle number 3. With Hampton involved as well as Chambers. It's played to Wennis. He throws to Gallen. And Gallen is put down on tackle number 4. Quick play the ball to Wennis. Throws to the right to Bakuya. Bakuya angles to his right, runs straight at Smith. McLean is there. Jesse Bromwich down low. Last tackle. Melbourne need to get it back. Ennis throws to the right to Townsend. A conservative kick for the line. So, Melbourne, they need to hurry here and stop this clock, but they will get themselves one set to win the premiership. They will start this from 20 metres out. Are you okay with the tactic, gentlemen?
Yep.
Of Chad Townsend just slamming in the touch.
Yeah,
smart play.
It. Yep.
Well, so here we go.
They're composed now. They get the play. They know there's 1 minute. No, 50 seconds, and they're premiers. That's
50
all they need.
Seconds. A premiership rests on this. 50 years of history rests on this.
And Sharks fans, they're standing here. There's 75,000 Sharks fans.
Here's Cronk from the scrum wing. Goes to the right to Munster. Gets it on to Chambers. Chambers runs into Maloney. And the tackle is made 22 metres out from their own line. 40 seconds to go. Munster goes infield to Corabetti. They're out on their feet, Melbourne. Corabetti just gets it up. And he's dropped down. So they haven't chanced their hand yet.
Here they go.
Play now to Smith. Throws a long pass to Bromwich. Keeps it going to Green. Green with a cutout ball to the left to Munster. Munster tries to get on the outside of Townsend. Flicks a pass out wide here to Hampton. Cuts it back infield with a pass to Green. Green gets it on to McLean. They're all over in the Sharks. There are 16 seconds left. Maybe 2 plays left. 48 out. Play to Smith. Throws to the right to Cronk. Gets it on the outside now to Corabetti. Angles downfield. Inside pass. Funivalu's away. Ducks under a high tackle. 10 metres out. Now steps inside a defender.
Oh.
Tullaballs a pass to Bromwich. Out to Smith.
No.
Don't tell me. Comes out to Hampton. 10 metres out. Time is up. Hampton flicks it back as he's falling to Smith. Holds it. Then keeps it going to Cronk. Last play of the game. Cronk away to Corabetti. Corabetti is brought down. It's over. It's over. It's over.
Wow. That is unbelievable.
50 years and Cronulla has their first title. An incredible last play to a remarkable grand final.
Wow.
The club that was formed in 1967. They had heartbreak in grand finals in the 70s. They went broke in the 80s. They went broke in the 90s. They had an Asada scandal 2 years ago. Has any club in any country, in any sport, had a more arduous journey to its first title than the Cronulla Sharks? What a game. What a finish. What a moment.
Oh, I'm speechless, Dan. I'm speechless. Paul Gallen there just on the ground in tears. What a finish. What about that performance there by the Storm in the last set? The Sharks were everywhere. They threw it around. I thought they had him. Vunivalu looked like he was set to pass inside. Cronk was there. Couldn't get the ball away. The desperation from the Sharks. Michael Ennis just was cuddling the ball, boys. He didn't know where to go. The Sharks fans on their feet here. What a grand final. Congratulations, Cronulla Southern. The Sharkies.
They just kept turning up. That's how you win grand finals. Mate, Storm threw so much at them in the last play there. Vunivalu, they passed it left, came back to the middle. Chambers, they did everything possible. But the Sharks, it's their time. It's their destiny. Unbelievable.
James Maloney is with you, Ben Dobbin.
Can you believe this, mate? Up Cronulla. What a game of football, James Maloney.
Yeah, mate, it's special. Look, there's a big history at this club. We've got blokes like Gal and Mickey and us, mate. They've never done it, and we've done it for them, mate. So stoked.
What about yourself, mate? Obviously, you played at the Roosters. You won a premiership there. You thought your future was going to be there. It didn't work out. You came to the Shire, and now you're a premiership player and created history for Cronulla.
Yeah, mate. I knew they were set up for me when I come here. I knew the talent I had, and boys have worked their asses off, mate, since November. Mate, it means a lot.
Up here, boys.
Yeah, Jimmy, congratulations, Ryan Gurley, mate. What about Melbourne, though? Gee, they were gallant. Must have had your heart in your sleeve there, the heart in the mouth for the last set.
Yeah, look, it's Melbourne. We knew they were going to play for 80 minutes, and mate, our boys scrambled. They scrambled and they got there, and mate, how good.
We'll let you go. Congratulations. Wow.
That's unbelievable. Mate, I've seen a couple of good grand finals in the last couple of years. Last year was unbelievable. That was right up there, Dean. I just can't believe the end of that.
Look, there was a moment there. They had numbers on the left. It looked like it was going to be an even more dramatic finish than last year, and we didn't think that was possible.
It was Cam Smith, and he got the football and had the pass, just had a little bit more on it. Benny Hampton had to stop and prop and go back on the inside.
Paul Gallen, Triple M's very own, with you, Ben Dobbin.
Unbelievable, Paul Gallen. You've waited your whole career for this one, mate.
Yeah, mate, this is unbelievable. We played so well in that first half, but I was so anxious at halftime personally. I was doing my best to put a front on for the boys, but I knew they'd come back to Storm, and they did, but to our credit, now we had a period there where we never hit our points properly, but we got back to it, and Andrew Fifita, mate, he was the best player on the field tonight. Him and Michael Ennis were outstanding, and to score a try under the post with 10 to go, and to hang on, mate, that last set of six, can you believe that? Side to side, we did not stop working for each other, and that's what we said all week. Mate, they're a good side, we know that they got great players, but we wanted it more, and I think we proved that last couple of minutes.
Up to you, boys.
Hey, Gal, it's Del, mate. Congratulations, mate. You're a premiership player.
Mate, Del, well done, mate. I can't wait to sit in the same box next year because that's something you had on me, but we're premiership players together now, big fella. Yeah!
Well done, mate. Hey, I've got to say, when Fifita scored, what were you thinking there when Fifita scored? Did you want to kiss him?
Oh, no, I just want to stay composed. There's still 10 or 11 minutes to go, so we just had to stay composed, and we knew that they'd get another 4 or 5 sets, and they did, but we just stuck to our structure. We ran hard. Our back five was so good tonight. They were unbelievable. And, mate, just what a way to finish the year.
Gal, we saw you as you were walking up the tunnel. You had a big smile on your face all the way through to kickoff. I'd never seen that from you before. Did you feel so confident that it was going to happen?
I did, mate. I did. I was in the shower today and I just kept seeing the outcome. I just kept seeing me holding the trophy, and I just had to keep telling myself that was it. That was destiny. That's the ending. Okay. It's just what happens in between that I've got to get right. And thankfully, I did my job. But I'll tell you what, the boys were unbelievable tonight. I was out on my feet a few times, and the leadership from the other blokes and the back five, them young boys, they were so good.
Mate, go and enjoy. We'll catch up with you a bit later. But congratulations. What about the comeback of the Storm, Co? One of the great grand final comebacks. Dead and buried at halftime. 8-0 on the scoreboard is anyone, you can come back from there, but absolutely dominated. Only the Melbourne Storm could do what they did to get in front
And then it took something very, very special to take it off them. Congratulations to the Storm on another wonderful season. But now is about Cronulla. And
it's
an unbelievable moment. Cam Smith, down to you on the sideline with you, Ben Dobbin.
It can't be easy. What a game of football. You got to the lead in the second half, Cam, but just not good enough in the end.
No, we weren't, Dobbo. It was probably a good 40 minutes for us tonight. We didn't defend all that well in the first half. We certainly hung in on our try line, and we repelled the Sharks away there for a few sets, particularly just before half time. But yeah, we just let them get away from us early, and I've got to congratulate our boys to get back in the game and have a chance to win. Was it 15 to go, and we were up, and I thought we could try and finish that game off. But they're a special side, the Sharks. They've shown that all year. They just stayed calm. They just worked away at their game plan, and they got the win tonight. So it was a hectic finish. Oh, geez, I don't know how many times my heart went up in my mouth in the last sort of 2 minutes, but